I'm ready, and you guys know that I'm always ready. This is Ash Hollywood, and we still don't have a title for the show. We're a few weeks in. We're just fucking winging it every single day. But this is Ash Hollywood, of course, and Mo Reese, accompanied by our daddy, Dick Avery.
How about the average Ash?
Average Ash? Average Ash guy. Yeah. Average Ash girl.
No.
Mo photo boy. Yeah. Washaholics. Miss Jackie.
Huh? No, photo boy.
Super califragilistic ex.
We know we're going to throw Ash's name in there more than mine just because she's got a popularity. Or
and she's nicer than you.
Mo tap that
she
Ash.
She smells a little funny.
Mo
though.
Tap that Ash. Hole.
She only has 74,000.5.
Tap that Ash Mo?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you have a picture on your Twitter of you laying down with a little dog next to your ass? That's my question.
Right? That dog name is Napoleon, and Napoleon was the photographer's dog, and he just thinks that he's super fucking special, and he needs to be in every single photo.
Would you let that dog lick your pussy?
Absolutely not.
He
I'm
is
not
right next to your
dogs.
Ass.
Yeah, he's right there.
And his mouth is open, tongue is out, looking like, oh
it's
my God.
It's a hot day in Los Angeles, and he may even have a red rocket.
The dog is looking at you. The dog has its eyes on Ash's ass. Oh, tongue out, ready
yeah.
to lick.
It's a cute
okay,
pup.
Sorry, I just ran all right, with
so
that.
Even
Ash...
other species can't help themselves. I'm a dog girl.
He's an alcoholic.
I'm not a horse girl.
Everybody loves Ash.
Thanks. So our theme today, we always reach out to our Twitter fans, and you can find me at Ash Hollywood always, and Mo at Mo triple X. That's M-O-X-X-X. And we tweeted
all
out.
Caps.
All caps, because he's yelling at you every single time. Mo triple X.
He's very needy.
Aw, attention whore. You're so yes. cute. Look at me, look at me. So, speaking of looking at him, we had a competition to see, you know, which questions would be asked where. So, this is going to get really interesting how we've been tagged on Twitter. But we want to answer your questions. I'm going to be really awful at naming off your anonymous Twitter handle so that your wives don't have or follow them. But I'm going to try really hard. So we have at AUCOIN87. He says, what's the favorite pastime outside of the adult film world? This is a two-part question for Tyler. And my favorite pastime.
P-A-S-S time?
Yes.
Okay.
My favorite pastime is correcting English papers and grammar on Twitter. No.
oh, we will be. We love our fans, but we're going to be gutting them with this kind
we're gonna
of
be
stuff.
Gutting okay. them. We're going to be gutting them. This is your only warning. I actually like to hike. I like to create. I write. I draw. I'm really active. I
sleep.
Have a husky.
Sleep.
I don't do much of that lately.
You're husky? I thought so, too.
I have
too.
My husky. I'm not doing him. We are active together. He's an old man. We got to keep his joints in line and shit. And what did I want to do for a living as a teenager?
Hmm.
1 week, I wanted to be an Olympic gymnast. The next week, I wanted to be a veterinarian. After that, I wanted to be a surgeon. I mean, the list goes on and on. I change my mind a lot. I'm a Gemini.
What did you want to be, Lamo, when you were young?
A lawyer.
Did you really?
Yeah, for a long time I wanted to be a lawyer.
Be a professional liar.
My dad, yeah, exactly. No, my dad had a friend that was a judge, and there was a lot of lawyers around, and it was really. I thought it was a really cool job, and I watched Perry Mason. So.
Oh wow!
Look at that reference, people.
I wanted to be a photographer.
It wasn't until high school.
I'm
for
still
me.
Working at it.
Yeah, you probably.
When you grow up,
you
still want to be a photographer.
So wait, how are we doing this? Are we reading our own questions? Or
no,
are
just
we
read questions that you find. Mo, take a
calm
shot.
Calm down here. We're the hosts over here.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Calm down there, photo boy. So, are you answering your own questions? And
nobody
I am answering
puts daddy
my...
in the corner. Yeah.
FB over there.
Yeah. Well, I have this next question. I don't know if you have the same one. So maybe we can go like this. If we read them off and you have the same one, you can answer first.
Okay.
What is your real life sexual fantasy and have you lived it out? Well, wow. Cavaliers fan, at Angelo7266, the reason why I got into porn is because I couldn't answer that question. And now 5 years in, I know a lot of things that I don't like. And I still don't have a fantasy because I think I've lived out everyone else's fantasy. I just want to grow up and be happy. I'm getting there. Baby steps. Baby porn steps.
Mo?
Yeah, no, I've never lived out mine. Mine are on the...
What is your fantasy?
Mine are on the darker side of things. So I'm going to plead the fifth on this one.
Does it involve Angela White?
No.
No, all of Mo's fantasies fall into the same line as the Walmart game. The three things to freak out the checkout girl the most. What should you buy? You can't buy condoms and lube. He's like, I'm going to get a shotgun, some kids' pajamas, and some sleeping pills.
No, okay, I'll go with this. Angela, you know I loved your butthole when I fucked it, the fleshlight version. Let's put it in the thing. But no, double fist Angela White's asshole would be fucking high up there on my
oh
thing.
Oh my God.
Double.
Are you going to Wu-Tang that bitch?
No, it's really no, but I would say my dark fantasies, they're not allowed to be said on the radio.
Well, we're on Sunday.
Did you see the Samantha Roan question here?
Oh, we're getting there.
Well, okay. Slow down there.
All right.
So, Madness Pictures wants to know, why does Mo always smile when Ash talks about her butthole?
I don't know. Ash's butthole has always been something that made me smile. She's got a cute butthole, but we found out on set that all she has to say is the word butthole, but it has to be referenced to hers, and it makes me smile because I never smile on set.
Ashbutthole.com. Have you seen that website?
Oh.
Can we buy that domain? Go Daddy. Let's find
exactly.
out.
Exactly. But no, that's madness. Who the fuck's running Madness's thing? I think it's Andre.
Probably.
I hope so.
Cindy Spiegler apparently says that she doesn't. We don't want her answering or asking questions, which I think that pair of tits as an avatar would make some great questions. Alvin, it's that one guy, asks, oh, shit. With this 30-day cleanse you're doing now, do you feel that it's going to be the most difficult thing you've done in your life? Why? No, I think this is one of the most easy and wonderful things I've done in my life. Probably the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life is turn away from all of my hopes and dreams and join porn. Now that I'm crawling out of that rabbit hole, I think it's all smooth sailing from here, to be honest. Mm. And that's not like an X-Lax reference or an anal right. reference, no. Samantha Roan, where does your heart lie when it comes to porn, and what is your favorite type of scene?
No, hold on. That was, it says mox at the beginning.
So that is your, this is where you cue in.
Okay, so let's see. Where does my heart lie when it comes
to
porn?
Do you have
porn? I don't really have a heart. I mean, it's somewhere in the deep, dark center, like the Grinch. But
it's in my butthole.
Wait, hold on. My heart
That's
lies.
Why he smiles. I know. Because home is where the heart is. It's my butthole.
I love Alex Chance, and so that's where my heart is.
Oh.
There you go. Oh, wait.
And excuse me?
And what's your favorite type of scene? Gaping anal.
Okay.
Jason, evil angel.
Okay, excuse me, just to interrupt. Ashbutthole.com is available.
Yes.
Ashy butthole. It's dry ones.
So where does your heart lie?
My heart, as far as it comes to porn, I would say that my heart does not lie in porn anymore. My heart lies within my future self, which I am manifesting and becoming now. My heart truly, during this whole business, lied in the business side of things and learning and exploring about myself. Because like I said, I came in kind of naive. I was what most civilians would consider deviant because I was openly bisexual and that's all it took. And so I knew that there was a far wider world out there, with all puns intended, where I could, you know, really figure myself out and find out what I liked and what I didn't like. And I'm one of the rare cases that have taken positivity out of porn. I have self-confidence that can never be fucking replaced. I have nothing to hide. I have no shame. I'm not shy at all anymore. I put myself out there because, well, you can Google my Jennies for the rest of my life. So might as well just throw my personality out there
what
too.
Are we go
my
big or
Jennies.
Go home.
Go big or go home. And my favorite type of scene, I would say, I would say boy, girl, girl scenes, but there's times where you're not paired up with the right three people. So it really depends on chemistry. I like the scenes where I truly connect with somebody and I can forget there's even a camera there. And when they yell cut, I'm actually upset and not counting the time in my head.
When you say favorite type of scene, is it to perform or what about to watch? Do you?
I don't watch porn. Mm. I didn't watch porn coming into it and I still don't watch porn.
Right.
Funny enough.
Okay, I want to ask this next one. I don't know if it's in the same list as yours, because I think it's by far the most creative one. Okay. At RAS_AL_Siegel. First of all, I want to point out that he has Benedict Cumberbatch, however we pronounce the last name, as his avatar. I give some credit there. But here's the question. Would you rather be attacked by one horse-sized duck or 50 duck-sized horses? Thanks, you're beautiful. My name came first, so I'm going to say he's thinking I'm beautiful. I just think it's a hilarious question. I have no real answer.
The imagery for that question.
Exactly.
I'll take the 50 ducks.
I want 50 duck-sized horses. I want
because you could really just kick the cute. You could kick them to get out of the way.
I wouldn't want to kick them.
A gigantic duck, though, would be really tough to take down.
Oh no, I'm going for the big duck.
You're the one.
I just picture Family Guy with Peter taking on the big chicken. That's what I was picturing. Just like 5 minutes of nonstop fighting, and then all of a sudden cut to commercial.
Exactly, and it's the rubber ducky, the one with the horns, the evil one. Too.
I have one of those at home.
I know you do. It does not surprise me at all. You've been in my shower. I'll take 50 duck-sized horses because that sounds cute as shit. That's like a designer horse right there. You know how much money I can make in LA with that shit?
What if they were different colors, like the Wizard of Oz, like the horse of many colors, the little ones? Yeah, that'd be fun.
Fuck all these girls getting bunnies and pigs for pets. I'm going to get duck-sized horses.
Oh, I want a pig for a pet. One of the little potbelly pigs. I want one so bad. And his name or her name would be Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon, come here.
We saw that in Varsity Blues.
I love
you
like a pig loves not being bacon.
And the little tail flipping, I would love that. I would take it to set, just like how the girls take their yipy little dogs.
Oh, no, this one's for you.
Oh, God.
Fuck, marry, kill, Alex Chance, Ash Hollywood, and Dick Avery, just to make things interesting.
Who said that one?
Alvin.
Oh, Alvin?
It's that one, guy.
I mean, this is easy. I mean, this is the obvious
Is it
one.
Easy? Go ahead. How easy is this one?
I would kill Alex Chance in a heartbeat just for not cleaning up the house. No, I don't really No, I mean, obviously.
How
I wanna,
easy is this one?
No, no.
Go
ahead. Sorry, Dick. Go ahead. I'm killing you. But I would fuck Ash Hollywood for 3 minutes, and it would be the best 3 minutes of my day. And then, of course, I'd marry Alex Chance, you know, because I want another... Whole yeah, life of
I want everybody to know this is the last episode. That yeah, Mo
exactly.
Mo is. It's just a man silent. Oh,
that's a
just
question
cuts
for you,
out.
Mo. Are you ready? Oh, God,
yes. I'm just
going
to cut.
Your favorite thing about Alex Chance from Alex Chance? Triple X.
Jesus.
You already answered the worst thing.
Wait, okay, watch this, because she fucked me on an episode where it, not literally, but where I was asked a question and I answered and I was trying to be funny, and then she came back with like a super sentimental, nice answer, and I was like, fuck you, bitch. So I'm going to go.
For one.
Hold on. So I'm going to go. Wait. Hold on. What was the exact question?
What is your favorite thing about Alex Chance?
Okay. The obvious answer for all the little fanboys out there, the fans of us, fans of everyone is I have to say boobs. She's got giant, fun, all natural boobs.
We didn't ask
you
to answer for the fans.
Wait. Then I do have to say probably my favorite thing. Is that what we're gonna say? Is that what we're doing?
Oh my God.
My favorite thing is
stalling.
That, honestly, she puts up with my shit. I have to give her some credit. It's one of my favorite things is...
We all put up with your shit.
I'm a pain in the... No, but she has to deal with it all the time. And I'm a very difficult person. You know, she takes care of me. And I put up with a lot of shit from her. But she puts up with me and handles me. And I it's one of my favorite things.
I can really imagine how this relationship goes. Because she is so sweet and endearing all the time.
She's not.
When I see her... I mean, I see Alex Chance. I don't know the personal persona of Alex very well. But she's always, oh my God, hi, I've missed you. And she's very sweet to everyone. So I can
and she'll compliment anything. She'll go, oh my, I love your necklace.
She just wants people to be happy. Exactly. Yeah. And so I can only imagine you being like, grumble, grumble, grumble. And she's like, baby, you're beautiful.
Did you see this?
Cock.
Did you see this question so from Dan?
The man?
Who
Dan
would
man?
You love to do a scene with? Assuming that's to Ash.
Who would I love to do a scene with?
Fuck you.
I never got to do a scene with Caden Cross, and I think she's gorgeous. I want to know what she's like in bed. I don't know if I will be able to ever have a chance, unfortunately. It's unfortunate. There's this other one that's been flirting with me on Twitter. Flirting is the way into my pants.
Mo, you? Who's
your... Oh, my God. I have to say, because I do have a little bit of a fanboy crush on her, and it's going to sound horrible, and the girlfriend's going to actually start getting jealous. I can feel this. I always wanted to fuck Amy Brooke. Like, fuck Amy Brooke, because she's the circus
well,
comes
of course,
to town.
She can take five dicks and
yeah,
her
no,
asshole.
No, I just, seriously, fist
There's
her
an
ass.
Echo
it would be,
when you talk in the
exactly.
House.
But I do have to say, my current crush, and to do a scene with would be awesome. Angela White. I don't know what it is. It's the accent. Yeah. It's the big boobs.
Can I
it's
tell
the
you,
thing.
The day she was here, the way you lit up.
I know. It's frightening.
You like it was Ash, you would have laughed. It was like instant crush. It was like that little schoolboy.
I bet it was like butthole, but on Christmas Day.
No. Yep. I mean, no. And even Alex was like, oh, would you want to film, us doing a, like a content thing, girl. It was like, no.
You're like, this is the biggest cock tease ever.
No, this is like, no, I don't want to do, I want a BJ scene at least. Can we? I'm sure we could work something out. Yes, we can. AngelaWhite.com. So yeah, that's probably the one I'd want to do a scene with.
Interesting.
Oh, and Kendra Lust. Kendra Lust is also high on the list. She'd be fun. I think she can suck a dick.
Okay. Now, how many squats does she do a day to get that ass?
I don't know, but that ass is fun. I saw her last night and just amazing.
I saw a gif of her shaking her booty. She was in like the splits position, grabbing her cheek and shaking it. And her ass is just so big in proportion to her tiny body that I had to look twice. I didn't think it was an ass. I thought it was like another person, maybe like laying. I couldn't figure it out. I had to look at it.
Like figure it out.
I really had to look at it. And I think I officially watched porn by watching that. We have a couple more questions. Let's see what we
have a
here.
Few more questions.
Let's
we're
get to
going
him.
With it.
Get to him because we've
all
got
right,
a game
it's
to
Alex
play.
Alex Chance's favorite song, Take a Chance on Me. And is Mo's favorite song, Mo Money, Mo Problems.
No, honestly, I would say because it's the Steve Miller Band, I have to say the Joker because it says Mo Reese. What? I love that. And so it's all James Dean used to sing that to me on set that's every awesome. Fucking time.
Is that why you love him?
That is. I used to go by Mo, and that's one of the reasons. I have to give James Dean credit that he helped name me.
Okay.
Way to go, James. Listen to the show, fucker.
It's true love.
Oh, there's Dan.
Loved you in the canyons.
I see that. Saint Pisces says, Ash Hollywood, how tall are you? Tall enough to ride this ride.
hold on. I saw that
I'm
too.
A whopping 5'2", actually. When they measured me at the doctor's office, somehow I grew a quarter inch and I'm fucking taking it.
Did
I was wearing a beanie.
Did they take your weight?
No, but I'm a good, healthy, like 115.
I hate every time they do my, come stand on the scale, like, do I have to? Do I
is
have
this like
to?
A girl thing where they don't weigh you
don't
or
know.
Don't tell you your weight? I don't know. That wasn't even an option for me.
Oh, they always do it to me and I get mad.
She must have gotten sneaky on it for me or something. She made me turn my back to it and everything.
By the way, Saint Pisces, I'm 6'2". And about 2 ashes.
Aww.
Any more questions?
Wait, yes. Wait.
Calm down there, Game Boy.
I don't have any questions on my feed. How's yours looking? I forgot I posted this on Instagram. Let's switch social medias.
Look at you guys. You're so high tech.
Okay, hold on. Although
what about
I
your
did
MySpace
start following
page?
Strip Las Vegas magazine. You're
oh,
welcome.
Just kidding. I didn't
and they said, thanks for following. Subscribe to our magazine, which I thought was very good. So I'll give them a little bit of a plug. I like their magazine. And they do great covers. Julie Land should have it on there.
They do great photography.
Yeah, wonderful photography.
I hear bitterness.
So
of all the flavors I could be, salty is definitely one of them. I play the fifth. All
right. Exactly.
Oh my God.
So
fun times. Questions.
Maybe we can play game time now then instead of while you look for questions.
Wait. Can we do like lawn darts?
Yes. No, we're actually going to play.
Wait, you want to know how Midwest I am? Frisbee golf.
Ooh, frisbee golf. Nice.
I love frisbee golf. I like anything frisbee. I like anything frisbee. When I was a kid, we always had a frisbee.
I used to be good at frisbee.
I have a frisbee here somewhere. You know that? I do.
You know, we could make this episode last like 8 hours.
You know, we used
Monopoly.
To play. You guys want to hear a funny story? When Bobby Starr lived next door to me, we used to play bocce ball in the front yard here.
Bocce When's ball? The funny part coming?
That was fun. All right, let's play this game. Let's play this game while you guys look. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, so this game is for Ash.
Oh, fuck you.
No. 5 stupid questions for Ash.
All right, I'm ready.
Motherfucking Hollywood. You ready?
Yep.
These are really tough ones. I worked day and night to come up with these 5 stupid questions. What is your favorite kind of cereal?
Oh, see, that's a tough question. But I would say currently, I flip-flop between Cocoa Krispies and the Fruity Pebbles.
But you can only pick one.
Ooh, right now Cocoa.
Okay. Cocoa Krispies.
I'm in love with the Cocoa.
Question number two. Who would you hate to see naked?
Ron Jeremy.
I was going to say shut up.
You can't. You cannot unsee that, and I have seen it. And actually, I have topped the visual image of that. And this is not like, you know, hot, sexy Ron Jeremy with the love rug and the fucking pectoral muscles. I'm talking like the present. I respect him for everything he is and has done. But I can't unsee that. But Stephen Hirsch, the owner of Vivid, informed me that the number one top seller on Vivid's video on demand this last year was granny midget, like BBW porn.
Oh.
And I didn't realize that this was a girl, boy until the girl got up and there was a man under there.
Oh.
And that is one of the most interesting things I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
Now, do you think
I didn't know that those categories? How do you cast for that exactly? Is what I
talk
want to
talk to
know.
Odette.
No, but I was going to say is that just the freak show? Do people just rent that or watch that going, I have to see this? And it's not that people are jerking off to it. It's just like, oh, that's
like
going to be a
train wreck. Like Two Chicks, One Cup, how it went viral?
Yes,
you just have to figure out if it's real or not.
Yeah. All right, question number three. What language would you like to master besides English?
Work on English.
Telepathy. No.
The language of love.
I would like to relearn French, but honestly, I don't want to put a limit on languages. I would like to learn as many as I can.
Okay. All right.
Chinese before they take over.
Question number four.
Oh, excuse me. Have you seen me? They love me. I'm just kidding.
Question number four. What is your favorite kind of donut?
I'm gluten-free, so I like gluten-free donuts.
Anything on them?
I like the word do not donut. when I did eat poison, it's poison to me. Sorry, guys. I'm not being one of those annoying gluten-free people. Yes, I am. But I loved Krispy Kremes so much. Although I did some heinous things for a bite of a voodoo donut in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's
and,
so
good. Man, it was so worth it. It had Oreo crumbles on it, and it
never
had
like,
the glaze.
Never heard of it.
You never. Oh, it's amazing. They have one in Denver now too. I had the bacon maple bar.
Oh,
it's so good. And you line up to go to this donut place. It's
literally
amazing.
It's the only donut place I've ever seen that had a line longer
than
most
always.
Of those.
It's like the place in New York City that invented Cronuts. They're down in Soho.
Mm-hmm.
They always have a line like a block long.
It's been there for years, and still there's a line. People love it.
Last question, number five. What part of your body could use a little lotion?
All of it right now. I'm looking kind of ashy.
All of it? Okay.
Her
probably
ash-hole.
My feet, actually. I think I didn't think that I'd get those well enough.
Okay. Any more Q&A from Twitter? Any more questions? Are we done?
I don't know. This might have to be a two-part Twitter extravaganza.
I got nothing left from my 14,890 followers as of today.
Out of that many followers and three questions. Well, that says a lot.
Shut up. Spam people love me.
What I really enjoy is that I put, it's that time, Twitter, ask your questions and I'll answer them today on Ashaholics. And I get 11 likes. I did not tell you to fill in the colors of that little fucking heart. I told you to ask me a question. Now, that is not a question that is as offensive as poking me on Facebook.
Wait, actually, Ash Hollywood, what is your Instagram so I can follow you on Instagram?
Hollywood Censored, CENSORED, for those that have a porn education in spelling.
All right.
I went to art school. Shut up. Oh, there you are.
Well, we're going to wrap it up because you guys are boring out there in Twitterland right now. What happened to you guys? Usually you're far more entertaining, but I'm sure you're going to come back on the next episode with some grueling questions. Make sure to leave them in your comments.
This is it for a while.
This is it for a while. So you got lots of time to think about questions. Lots. Get real creative, if you will. But we are going to wrap it up. We're leaving. We're out of here. We're going to go get more Chipotle and tell them that they are our sponsor and box it up with boxed water. You can answer. Box it up.
Eat Chipotle and we wash it down with boxed water.
Exactly. You can submit your questions, comments, concerns, general inquiries. The only thing we don't answer is medical questions because you should really talk to your doctor about that. You can do that at ashgirl.com on my Twitter at ashhollywood. You can also go to theaveragemo.com and please compliment his photography. It is amazing. It absolutely is. He's taken some amazing pictures of my ass. And your Twitter, MoXXX.
At MoXXX. And when you are commenting, I highly recommend that you send all your dick pics to Mr. Dick Avery.
Yeah, right.
But they need to be wearing little hats. So make sure that you get your Martha Stewart on and fashion up some really dapper hats for those cocks.
You didn't reread my blog post about how
no one did.
The annoying dick pics are.
I know, they are annoying. I'm so sorry. Please save your dick pics for your girlfriend who you're eventually going to lose after that dick pic. In the meantime, we love you guys and we want you to stay addicted. There's no rehab for Ashaholics, so if you want to anonymously meet, we call that a circle jerk. Have a good night, guys.